Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. I came across a small writing last week. I don't know if I should call it a quote or what, but I thought it was really powerful. I wanted to share it with you guys here on the podcast. Your calling is going to crush you. If you're called to mend the brokenhearted, you're going to wrestle with a broken heart. If you're called to heal God's little ones, you're going to experience your own share of trauma. If you're called to preach and teach the gospel, you will be sifted for the wisdom that anoints your message. If you're called to empower, your self-esteem will be attacked, your successes hard fought. Your calling will come with spiritual warfare and a sifting. Both are necessary for your mantle to be authentic, humble, and powerful. Your crushing won't be easy because your assignment isn't easy. You can't minister powerfully what you haven't walked out. When you're feeling the weight of it coming down on you, run to the Father who longs to be your comfort. Let him whisper your true identity over you while resting under the shadow of his wings. Position yourself against his heartbeat. Let him renew your strength and set your eyes forward. Remember, no olives, no oil, no grapes, no wine. Your oil isn't cheap, my friend. Unknown. Now, I spent way too much time over the last few weeks on the struggle bus, like just sitting there thinking and wondering about what I need to be doing next, what my next steps were and how to go about it. I just didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't know what I should do, even if I wanted to do something. Have you ever had those days? That happens way too often for me the last while. And I didn't really know why until I read that quote, "Your calling is going to crush you." Wow. That hurt. That was Purpose is the single thing that I talk about most on the podcast here, in all of my videos, in my social media posts. Everything that I talk about is about purpose. And I've been struggling with that lately, and I'm wondering why. Like, why is purpose what I'm struggling with? Why can't I seem to move forward? I'm the why guy. Like, why am I struggling with my why? Because I am the why guy. So my calling is going to crush me. But like everything that I've been saying, isn't your calling supposed to be easy and fun? Isn't that my whole shtick? That's what I've been putting out. And I'm slowly realizing that purpose or your calling is not necessarily easy and fun. It's not always light. Purpose, above all things, I'm coming to believe, is that thing that can punch you in the face over and over again, can put a beat down on you, and you still want to come back for more. It's that thing that no matter how hard it hits you, you want to keep after it until you master it. You keep on going. It's that mountain that no matter how many rock slides it sends your way, no matter the storms that beat you down while you're climbing the mountain, you still want to climb the mountain. Your calling is going to crush you. No olives, no oil, no grapes, no wine. Stay faithful. Keep chasing that thing for you. Keep going after it. Keep putting one foot in front of the other and doing the next right thing. I saw a graphic online recently. It said, "Ironing boards are just surfboards that gave up their dreams and got a boring job. Don't be an ironing board." And while that's not, it's a funny little thing to illustrate that. So often we give up before we reach the success we want, before we get to the place where we're supposed to be getting. Before we do the thing that we're meant for, we give up. Don't give up. Do good work.